If you walk into the offices of Modus Architecture on Boise's Front Street, you'll find nothing. The rows of spacious, ergonomic workstations are stripped of anything useful. They look like a skeleton picked clean. But there is a small sign at the empty reception desk saying Modus has moved across the hall.
Hi there, I'm looking for Bruce Poe.
Principal Architect Bruce Poe explains why.
We had to downsize, so we went down from 22 employees down to our current 5. We had an office of about 3,200 square feet, and we have moved out of that across the hall to a smaller office footprint.
As an architect, Poe relies on a pool of clients with building projects. Poe says over the last 2 years, many of his clients have gone bankrupt, and the rest have had to cancel their projects. He lays the blame for much of this on the marbled steps of banks. And not just the big guys. He says the small and medium banks he and his clients deal with are afraid to lend money.
We had a particular project that was about an $8 to $9 million project that was set and ready to go. The developer owner had about 40% cash on the table, and he couldn't get any bank to give him a loan. So he probably went to 10 to 15 banks and could not find a way to finance his project. And so I still have a multitude of projects sitting on the sidelines waiting to go, and all of those guys are still trying to find money for their projects.
And it's not just his clients who can't get money for their projects. The bank Poe had worked with smoothly for years suddenly cut off his line of credit. So I went down to a community bank in Boise, Idaho Banking Company. I asked the president, James Latta, why banks aren't lending money. Honestly, I expected Latta to say something like, well, we are, but it's a complicated issue, blah, 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 balance sheets, blah, blah, something about markets. But that's not what Latta said.
Most banks would like to raise more capital and are cutting expenses. There are certain capital guidelines defined by our regulators. At the end of the day, you need the amount of capital that your regulator thinks is satisfactory for the risk in your bank. Typically, in this type of weaker environment, the regulators will want you to have 10% or more. And if you fall below 10%, then you should go on a capital plan to raise your capital back above that minimum.
Right now, banks want capital, so they're reluctant to send any money out the door. Latta says many loans he would have made in a heartbeat a few years ago get the reject stamp today. And having enough capital is a legitimate concern. Idaho saw one bank fail last year, First Bank of Idaho, in part because of insufficient capital. And several Idaho banks are currently under compliance orders from the FDIC. These include Syringa Bank, Panhandle Bank, and Bank of the Cascades, which operates in Oregon and Idaho. Compliance orders used to be called cease and desist orders. They typically entail the FDIC telling a bank to stop engaging in certain activities, say making real estate loans, until they raise more capital. Often banks come out of these orders just fine, but occasionally they're harbingers of the end. First Bank of Idaho is a case in point. But hanging on to capital by not making loans is a tricky proposition at best. I take that tricky proposition to self-proclaimed banking geek Rob Perez. Perez is the president of Western Capital Bank.
Lending is the primary source of revenue for commercial banks. And so they don't shrink their lending activity because it's something they want to do. That's their major source of revenue. Look at it personally as an example. If you had equity in your home of $100,000 and all of a sudden now that equity is a negative $50,000, are you more inclined to go out and buy a new car? Banks are no different.
You said that making loans was the principal source of revenue for a bank. If a bank wants more capital, don't you want to go out and make a lot more loans?
Adam, you're starting to sound like an economist.
To avoid sounding like an economist, I'll let our struggling architect, Bruce Poe, describe how he sees the situation.
You know, I see everybody in a big circle, and everybody is holding a gun to the guy's head in front of him. You know, if somebody pulls the trigger, everybody else in that circle is going to die.
Banks need capital to make loans. They need loans to get capital, or other sources of revenue. They're not likely to get more revenue until the economy improves, and the economy won't improve until businesses start doing more. To do more, businesses need loans from banks. Of course, there's a lot more to it than that, but those are some of the bones of the problem. One potential breaker of vicious circles here is President Obama. Remember the State of the Union?
I'm proposing that we take $30 billion of the money Wall Street banks have repaid and use it to help community banks give small businesses the credit they need to stay afloat.
Jim Latta of Idaho Banking Company can't wait.
The history shows that most new jobs are created by companies with 100 employees or less. And traditionally, community banks are the banks that lend to those smaller companies. So whether it's a state, local, or federal government that helps the banking system, especially regional and community banks, to lend money, I think it will go directly and more quickly to the smaller businesses and the consumer in the Idaho marketplace.
Though Latta admits to some bias.
Well, I'm a community banker, so I think the first thing to do is everyone needs to put their deposit funds in a community bank.
Rob Perez of Western Capital Bank, on the other hand, isn't so enthusiastic about the Obama plan.
$30 billion to community banks. The question becomes, what would that money be used for? And so if you have a bank that has capital levels that are below what supported their existing level or historic level of loans, money that comes into the system is not likely to be lent. It's likely to be used to shore up their capital. There's not a lot of velocity to the money.
So what's Perez's solution? Perez thinks banks need to find ways to cut costs. One of the most efficient, he says, is consolidation. Perez thinks if federal bank regulators had the resources to enforce existing regulations, many struggling banks would be sold to more successful ones, freeing up capital to lend. Architect Bruce Poe thinks banks need to be regulated more strictly, like they were under the Glass-Steagall Act. But for him, that's not the most important part of the solution.
It comes down to a community issue and trying to help your community. And if every community helps themselves, then we're going to be in a better situation around the country.
Poe says banks and businesses need to remember that they are interconnected. If banks let businesses in their communities fail, it'll happen to them, too. For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.